Hey, everybody. Welcome to the new 2024 edition of the Pulling on Heaven podcast. I am here with my beloved pastor, Gary Zamora. Thank you so much for having me here with you today. And this is an amazing new way to start off the year.
Always great. Always great. I know we're a couple of weeks or so into the year, but
yeah, we had too much celebrating. It took us a while to recover, but now we're finally ready to go.
Yeah, but we were talking earlier about what is new about this year, and that's, I guess, that's really the kind of the theme, if we have a theme.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would love for us today to start off, and everyone watching as we go into this new year. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't watched Pastor's service from, I believe it was the day before, I think it was New Year's Eve. And then, because the following that week, Sunday. I think you were out of town. Yeah, so that Sunday, you gave a really great word. And I wanted to talk about, not necessarily the specifics of the word, but just the general principle of this idea that as we go into this new year, and that God's got such amazing things planned. Yeah. And the way God's, you know, will and purpose comes about, as you like to say, is through us, through his people. That's the way his will is manifest on the earth.
It's the way he made it.
Yeah, we're his people. That's the only way anything's going to happen is through us. And so, exactly. So that idea is always exciting to me.
What a great idea. I mean, you know, a second here.
Yes.
The great God of all that is, was, and is to come said, I want to do something really incredible. I want to reveal more of the aspects, or we can even call them the dynamics.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we try to stay in that religious phraseology box, but, you know, these dynamics of God, the explosive, the amazing, the incredible, the, oh, wow, can you believe that? I mean, that's what God created us for. So, so that, and then around the framework of what is time to God, since God is timeless. So
yeah, exactly. And that's the idea. You know, this thought that time doesn't mean anything to God. So the clicking of a calendar, you know, from 2003 to 2004 isn't like God's like, okay, I was just waiting for my clock to hit right here.
Right. And yet he'll talk about the fullness of time.
Yes.
You know, and in the year of, so what, you know, what is time to God? Because, I mean, we all want to be, I want to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you know, I one of the things I like to talk about is, so do we wait for that year? I mean, what does that even mean?
Right.
I mean, we know what it means. You know, maybe next year or this year, things are just going to fall to, you know, in place.
We've waited long enough. We've believed long enough.
And we just happen to step in the right territory at the right time, and there it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and then on top of that, here's the other thing, is then the idea that you've spoken prophetically, say, to me specifically about certain things, and you have for 20 years. And in a lot of ways, things are all feeling like they're lining up, and things that you've said relatively recently, the last couple of months, about things coming into fruition, the season of things that are happening that I'm walking in right now. And then I've also heard you talk about that to other people.
Right.
So again, so then you have this thing like, it makes one sense. Okay, maybe this now is the year that's supposed to be for me, but how is it also for this person, why this year? And so if it's not about the ticking of a clock, and so there's a connectivity to what God's up to. And
everything's connected.
Yeah, I'm just curious to delve into that of time and purpose and what God's really up to this year and why now.
Well, you know, a couple of things, back up just a little bit, and there are some fundamental foundations that are necessary in order to understand. And Paul said this, he said, I pray for you all the time that you might have the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And why did he express that? He said, so you can know him better, because to know God is to know all those promises that he's given us, and everything that we feel inclined to pray for, unctioned, moved to pray for, to believe for, because God does put those desires in our heart, and he did it in Genesis. I mean, we have a beginning, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what time was it in Genesis? You know?
Yeah, totally.
What time was it? I mean, was it morning or noon or day? Or the word says when God started, it was void and without time, because he said he created the stars and the moon and the sun basically to tell time. And what kind of time? It was a reference to seasons, if you will, how the earth is going to respond to a certain position of the sun and the moon and everything that goes on. And we have, you know, winter, spring, summer, or fall. I think there's a song connected to that. But yeah, it's so the question is how do we get it to happen? Or do we, do we wait?
Yeah.
Is God's timeline when the word references time, is it literally like 6 months from now, 6 years from now? And of course, there are times in the Bible, famine was prophesied, was 3.5 years of famine,
yeah.
3.5 years of, you know, and there'd be of feasting and then famine. Or would it be, you know, what does it all mean?
Israel, I think of Israel's captivity, 70 yeah, years it
exactly.
was prophesied.
And yeah. 500 years into captivity in Egypt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do we connect time? How do we get in the right space at the right time? What does that even mean
yeah.
to God? So, things happen. And how much control do we have over that? I think those are the things we talked about
yeah.
Getting into today. So, yeah, so what is time with God? If you read the scriptures, and we've talked about this quite a few times, but some of the viewing audience may not know or have heard it, and yet I want to connect some tissue here
yeah.
and make things come together. You know, we are connective tissue. The understanding in any of the studying that I've had, any of my education, is that we are, our bodies are literally made up of a bunch of gaps. I mean, there's connection, we're a body, but there are so many spaces, even within the cellular structure yeah. of what we are. And I don't mean to, you know, sound all biological and crazy, but we're just a lot of parts kind of connected
sure.
together. And the word refers to it as the eye and the ear and the mouth and the foot and the hand and so on and so forth. But there's connection, and there's a connection. And one time, I shared this probably a couple of years or so ago. I'm not very good on time.
it's all the same, right?
But I know how to walk in the time of the Lord, and that's what we're supposed to do. But I had an experience where I saw myself, or I was in a just like this empty vacuum space. The best way I could think about it is if I was sucked in up into outer space, or woke up in outer space, and there was nothing, but I sensed everything. Kind mm-hmm. of odd. I mean, I'm looking at the vastness of emptiness or nothingness, but I'm feeling the everything mm-hmm. of God.
Yeah.
You know, very articulate here, right? And when I woke up, it was such a strange experience, and it was just that in the middle of the vastness of eternity, it was like it was endless. The space I was in felt endless, and it was dark. Again, I guess if you were to be up somewhere beyond the force of gravity in outer space,
yep.
and you could see as far as you could see, but you really didn't see anything, but you could sense everything. When I woke up, this is what God said to me. He said, everything is connected.
Hmm.
And I mean, it kind of rocked my world mentally, psychologically, and in the framework of trying to understand. But what God was saying is, in the vastness of what you can't see, everything is connected. So everything in our lives is happening to create God's time. Mm. God's time, okay? And it's within that framework that God does or brings to pass things. So we can look at a year, 2024, and say something great's going to happen. And we can say that, we can believe it. But it's not just the articulates of it's in our phraseology. It's something within the understanding. Paul, again, I pray for you all the time that you have the spirit of wisdom and understanding
yeah.
so you can know him better. So let's say today time is an understanding. Being in the right place at the right time is having the right understanding about who God is
mm-hmm.
And what he's revealing to us at that time. Because God is always, he's always up to something, and it's always good. So yeah. here we are in 2024. I mean, what are you believing for? You know, I mean, what do you, I think you said to me earlier, what did you say about you feel
like? Yeah, I was mentioning how I feel like that this is a season where some 20 years almost of prophetic words, you know, about, you know, my family, my purpose, my, you know, destiny. I mean, I've been living my destiny this whole time, right? But those things that God puts before you that are kind of your almost dreams, right, you know, that of the place where you feel like you're going to walk in the most purpose and power that, that would really reflect, you know, only God could have put me in this position.
Right.
You know, and just as a side, the irony is that when I look back and not being at that place, I still go, only God could have put me in every place I've been since then, right? You know, it's only him that sustained me.
Right.
But so much feels like it's been pointing, and the more that you go down the road, you see the connectivity of all these maybe even different words that this might have seen this, this might have seen this, but you see how they're all filtering together. And we were talking earlier in this idea that it almost feels like there's like this force behind us, like pushing, yeah, like it's all gathered together. And I've talked to other people too. And I know one of the words that you mentioned, you had given to me earlier this year, or just a couple months ago, was like, you're actually walking right now. You're not seeing it yet, but you're actually wading through the fulfillment of everything God's ever said to you,
yeah,
you know, prophetically. And so it really feels like on the verge of going into this season that God is launching us into something. And you've talked about the idea of all these domains opening up. And what's so fascinating too, when you talked about your vision of being in space, even before we started this podcast, we were talking about the idea of whether it's a force pushing us in some more, it's a vacuum,
yeah,
you know, because people are, you know, we were talking with our good friend Anton before this,
yes,
and he pointed out that
he
idea.
It's like, yeah,
yeah, this idea that we're kind of in a place right now in our culture, in our world, even spiritually for so many people, where it's kind of like, okay, nobody knows what to think, what to believe, what to grasp on anything right now. Everything's, yeah, kind of in this place. And it's like this vacuum sucking in, I think, the truth of things and the matter and what this time, the season is with what God's up to in his people.
Yeah, well, you said, we were sitting here, you said, it feels like everything we've experienced that maybe felt like a weight or maybe kind of like we're pushing this ball uphill, you,
yeah,
know, whatever that is, whatever the trial or the tribulation or the trying time or whatever it is, or things are moving along really well, but there's just a lot to do to get it there. We're always waiting for the crescendo to, yeah, tell us it happened.
Yeah, ta-da!
Right.
You've arrived.
But then again, in this vacuum, as it were, that I was in, what God was saying to me is, you can't see anything, and it looks like a lot of nothing, but can you feel everything around you?
Wow.
And that's what it was. God's presence is the everything around,
yeah,
us. And when you were saying about the weight, then Anton said, who's in the studio right now, hey, Anton, Anton actually said, could it be like a vacuum? Like a vacuum. And we think about wind as a, you,
yeah,
know, but wind is really a,
yeah,
you know,
it's from a high pressure to a low pressure. You,
exactly,
know, it sucks in.
It's sucking in. But we think about as the wind blowing. I mean, in essence, that movement is, air is, yeah, moving. And so we're feeling the force of the air.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't happen if there wasn't a vacuum. And if you will, you can say it's blowing in a season. You know, it's moving things around. And so what Anton was saying, what we agreed on is, yeah, there's this vacuum that's been created over the past few years,
yeah,
a vacuum in the economy in so many different ways, a vacuum of uncertainty. But again, referring back to where I found myself in this vision dream,
mm-hmm,
I'm not quite sure exactly still what it was.
Right.
I felt like Paul a little bit. I mean, where was
whether
I?
Whether I was here, here, I was there.
Yeah,
whether
what was
I was taken to heaven in the spirit or the flesh,
yeah,
or
exactly,
whatever, I don't know.
But in the vacuum, we wait for the crescendo, meaning we're looking for what God said, in the sense of God said he was going to, I would be in this position, or I would be in that position, or I'd have this or have that, mm-hmm, or I wouldn't be here, I'd be there, whatever it is. But it is all those cells, like we're made up of, it's everything that is taking place in between is what we're believing.
Yeah.
We're believing. So what does the year, I remember saying this New Year's Eve, what does the year look like? Because that's,
yeah,
everyone's question, you know, especially if you walk in a prophetic anointing, what does the year look like?
Yeah.
You know, everyone's hoping, please tell me that it's going to turn out way better, you know, than last year.
It's like, it's like, if there's one service I'm not going to miss, it's the New Year's Eve service, because that's going to set me right for the whole year. Right? I can have all, everything answered, Pastor. Yeah, okay, oh, come exactly. on, give it to us. What's it
and
look
you
like?
Know what it is? Because what it's the question is, what does your faith look like and what is your worship like?
Yeah.
That's what the year, your year is going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, according to your faith and yeah. love and worship the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. What do you... What happens in that? Well, the time of your blessing is being revealed there, because everything that happens in our lives isn't God just, you know, saying, oh yeah, I forgot about them. They're down there struggling. I forgot to take care of them or to bless them, or I need to send them some help. Romans 8:28 lays it out so well and so comprehensively to me, and then it's just connected to everything else. All things work together for good, okay? Yeah. Everything just comes together. So what does your faith look like? That's what your year's going to look like,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it's not that crescendo that God is looking at as the finale of his word, because his word is eternal. It's what is your interpretation at that point in time, okay? People may say, well, I'm going through a challenging time, going through pain, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, I'm going through the uncertainty of time. How can I mean, what do you mean this is that time? Because God created us in the beginning. Let's go to Genesis. We can use Abraham. We can use Jacob. I mean, who do you want? Any of the patriarchs throughout yeah. history, God gave them a promise. He gave them something. It may have just been a small seed, but he gave them something and then said, this is my word. Number one, I'm with you. I'll lead you at all times. If you trust me and you love me with all your heart, now, this isn't like God saying, okay, listen, I'm going to do for you, but you do for me. That's not what it is yeah. at all. What God's saying is, in this vacuum that seems like nothing, whatever your trying time is, whatever that challenge is, something very, very related to that crescendo that we're looking for is working inside of you, inside of the fruit, inside of the grape. We talked about what happens to a grape and how yeah. the grape is predestined. God programmed a grape to do what a grape does, an apple to do what an apple does, an orange, and it goes on and on. But it's our response of faith. What, why, and you asked this question, and let me conclude. Our response of faith as to nothing looks like the promise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not discouraged. Okay. People might say, but nothing looks like the promise. No, everything looks like the promise, because everything articulated, I will bless you, I will give you the land, I will do this. Everything that was articulated, everything God said was happening in all of the journey. Because if you just, you know, you arrive someplace to build a house, and you have all the materials, but you have no idea how to build it. Oh, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't gain the insight, the knowledge, the wherewithal might be there,
the discipline.
But the knowledge, then all you have is a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff. And maybe you take that stuff and you cut the boards wrong. You don't know how to put them together. You know, I mean, how do you lay a foundation? Do you lay a foundation? The word says, you know, they build a house, but they forgot the foundation. So it doesn't matter what we consider the crescendo. It's what has the journey, what has the time of trying. What is trying? Well, James says it's not like a difficult time. It's establishing you coming together with the will of the Father. It's what God is doing in you. And this isn't just a statement to make people feel better because they're going through a tough time until yeah. something nice or great right. really happens. This is really saying, hey, you're walking in the fulfilling of your word. And do you ever want it to end? I mean, I thought the word said we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory, because that's who God is. But it's our interpretation of that time where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're being thrown into a furnace, okay? I mean, I don't know what emotional experiences they're having at the time, but we do hear their words, and we do see their faith, their commitment. And so the whole journey, they're saying, we can't bow down to your idea of what a God is, or your idea, O king, of what your power is. And today, that interprets. You know, we're afraid of this president, we're afraid of that leader, and we're afraid of this dictator, and we're afraid of that, you know, I mean, all the, but God said it doesn't matter to those that believe, to those that believe and trust in me, no matter if you're in Egypt or if you're out in the wilderness,
yeah,
or if you're walking through the Red Sea or you're being thrown in a furnace, God's experience is with us. All that God knows is with us, and what we're doing is we're like the grape. We are already called by His will, and what we're doing is we're reacting to the situations around us according to the word of the Lord. That's why it's so important. Just keep the word and say it. Keep saying, God's doing something incredible here, and I do see it. I see my, because a lot of times it's, well, I don't see anything. No, you do see it. Come on, change the structure of your mental foundation. And I do see, I see the hand of God keeping me.
Yeah.
I see the hand of God worshiping, the Spirit of God worshiping through me. I see God leading me by faith when I can't see with my eyes. I'm seeing with my spirit. God's giving me an intelligence beyond my ability to figure things out. Now I'm finding the treasures of God. When we do, there's an aspect of faith that is an eye. Yeah. To live by faith is to live. To live without it is to die. That's the way it is. And there's an eye that opens that gives us peace of mind in a situation that seems trying. But is it trying to God? Is that really what's happening? I mean, a trying time. And then I get it. Listen, we've all had similar experiences. We don't feel well. We get sick, or we hurt ourselves, or someone hurts our feelings, or we lose something, or we can't find it. But in reality, we can say you lost something, but it's still there. It's still there to be found. But is it we really lose something, or is God replacing something?
Yeah.
And if we will allow our faith to declare and really believe, time is right now. I'm not waiting for anything to happen. I'm experiencing the kingdom of God in a way that I'm just not used to relating to, because that's really what's happening. I mean, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, man, the hand of God was on them.
Yeah.
From before they went into the fire, because if God's hand wasn't on them before, they would have burned up at the mouth of the fire like the strongest soldiers did. But God was with them the whole way. Well, maybe they didn't see that until they came out of the fire. I mean, they certainly saw it in the fire.
Sure.
They certainly knew we're not burning up in here, you know, and then they had the power to say something which is authoritative. They had the power to say to the king when he said, can you come out? And they said, we can, but they could have said this, we can come out, but can you or would you be willing to come in? Okay. And that is a place of authority and power. That are the domains that I've talked about that I see God has opened. Yeah. Places we can go, because we've gone a distance through a time where people were in panic, but a lot of believers didn't. Now, it doesn't mean if you were a believer and you panicked that you're a misfit and you're wrong, but there is a more accelerated way, if you will. There is a way to walk in your time, in the time of trouble, in the time of trying. And what makes this time that time? Okay, what makes this time that time? Well, the same thing that made the Israelites all at the same time get to leave Egypt. Yeah. There was a leader God sent, and the people believed the word.
They responded.
They responded to the word of the Lord. Nothing had changed. I mean, Egypt was still Egypt. The Pharaoh was still as angry as he ever was, a bit afraid, a lot afraid. You know, a lot of things had transpired, but Egypt was still Egypt in the sense that, you know, they could have still been slaves. And some of them still had that slavery mentality, yeah, which was what God wanted to drive out so they could walk in their time of blessing. And only faith, when you can't see it, is the power to deliver you into that time, or literally make you that time. I mean, what is that time? That time is when I say, right now God's doing something. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, perfect examples. Listen, yeah, we won't be slow to answer you. And what did they say? Our God will deliver us. But God was doing more than delivering them. He was giving them power. He was literally giving the authority of that kingdom over into their hands through what seemed like the most trying time of their lives.
Well, and I like how they also said, but even if he doesn't. So it's kind of like it's almost like their declaration that whatever happens doesn't matter manifests itself in it not mattering.
It not like mattering.
Their faith that it didn't matter then allowed them to be thrown in and it not matter.
Exactly. Our God, they said, it doesn't matter, but our God will deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us from the fire, we still have no other God but God. And we can't bow down to anyone but God. Only blessing come from the Lord. Blessings only come from God. Events take place. Things happen. We see crescendos. But only blessing comes from God. In the beginning, in the Genesis of time, God creates the entire earth. And what does he say? He says, it's as blessed. Well, there were times for Adam and Eve, it just didn't look that way. You know, like when the serpent comes and says what he said. I mean, but God blessed that. So what makes that time? Your faith and your worship. God's doing it right now. I see God doing the great things in 2024 right now. So within the framework of our lives, what we have as a body, you and I and the body around us have walked together, God has prepared us to tell time.
Yeah.
And I've said many times, if you don't tell time, if you don't say this is what time it is, then time's going to tell you, or time's going to tell you, this is what time it is. This is a rough time. This is a tough time. This is the worst day of your life. This is bad. You're going to make it through, but this is bad. But faith, from faith to faith and glory to glory, we have the power. We want the power to say something and just watch it explosively and dynamically just appear in front of us. But God wants our hearts and our minds to experience his glory by faith. That unseen particle that produces the article, you know, that unseen connection that connects everything. What connects everything on this planet? Our faith that all things are working together for good, and not, you know, they're working together for good, but we're going to have to fight this and push this out of the way and carry that weight. It's not that. It's not that at all. Can you, if God is your God, can you rejoice in the Lord when you don't see what your eye wants to, but when your faith sees it as clearly as your eye will see it in some regard? Can you believe that you are really seeing the hand of God when your eye cannot tell you that you are? That's faith. That's living by faith. That's not by sight, but by faith. We don't live by sight, but we live by faith. We live by the word of God, because that's really, in summation, you and I are the culmination of the mind and the will of God to reveal who he is. That's what we are. So we come together collectively, and maybe we bump heads, or we decide, instead of bumping heads, let's join hands, let's join hearts, let's agree that God is doing something incredible this year, and time can't escape it, because we are telling the time.
The time.
This is it. This is the day God has made, and I'm so excited about this season. If you do, it will be just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They get thrown in. All that burns off is what was binding them. All that has burned off in the years preceding 2024 was what needed to burn off.
That's so good. That's
so we can so stand in the glory of God's presence, no matter how hot it looks, but we stand out brighter than the fire because we have trusted in the word of the Lord. I will not bow to what the world is afraid of. I'll not bow to the ideology or all the conspiracy theories as real in the minds of some people as they may be, as wanting and willing as some people may be to destroy, just like King Nebuchadnezzar. He was so angry. Yeah. He just wanted to destroy him. Nothing, there wasn't anything in his mind. This is the leader of the kingdom, and all the people are behind him, okay? But God says, if I have a voice and a heart that will say it's the time of the blessing of the Lord, then Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you'll see it. You'll see the blessing of the Lord. But even more, so will the kingdom. So what does a king say? They serve the true and the living God. Because no, I mean, can you imagine, if you will, non-believing, evil, intentioned rulers or leaders or just people, just bad,
yeah,
intended people are standing there going, we would have destroyed you if we could, but we can't.
Yeah.
Because we can't touch your faith and your confidence in your God. Because, you know, the most easily destroyed nation is a nation that is uncertain and afraid, because they're easy to manipulate. You can tell them almost anything when they're afraid and they're uncertain. You throw them anything that sounds like hope. They'll sell everything they have just so they can survive. But if we know our God is our source, our supply, he's our fortune, he's our fitness, he's our king, he's God, and nothing else matters except to love and trust and serve him with all my heart, then the nations will look at you, the word says, and they will call you blessed. Yeah. And we will be a witness to our God in his Christ. And the nations of the earth and the leaders of the earth will call you blessed. That is the word of the Lord. It's happened before. So it's not like it's a new thing.
Right.
We got to at least do what's been done before we see the new thing sure. that we're believing to be done. And that's it. We are, in essence, a done. Why everybody? Because everybody can decide, like they did in Egypt, to leave Egypt.
Yeah.
Let's leave Egypt. Let's leave the place of bondage and the place of uncertainty and the place of manipulation. And regardless of what people's evil intention is, God's intentions are good. He said, it's not my will to hurt you or to harm you or to see you to come to any evil. My will is to bless you, to watch over you, to keep you, to prosper you. We have to remember the word of the Lord. That's what time it is.
Yeah.
And if we believe that, that's what we walk in. We walk in that time. So 2024 is an incredible year of God revealing who he is in us.
That's so awesome. I am so excited about this year. I'm so excited about what God's doing. I'm so excited about God continues to speak through you, what he's sharing with so many people in our little body and starting to see flickers of that spreading out. You know, sometimes we joke about the idea is God doing stuff everywhere else that we don't know about? Yeah. And that's kind of the vanity of what was it, Elijah, who was, you know, moaning to God, and God's like, there was like 7,000 others, you know, that I have says away. But I think God is doing something in the season. Yes. And I just couldn't be more excited about what this year holds.
Even things and people, if it's people, some people would have family and it feels like there's such a resistance. And someone may say, well, it doesn't seem like there is. Understood. But resistance with God is like we were talking earlier, clay marred in the potter's hands.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, where was the clay? Potter's hands. God still has his hands around the situation, but he wants a people that will be yielded. This is a big deal. This isn't a churchy, religious term or a way to just phrase something and say, just be okay. You know, it's going to, no, this is us saying, this is the Spirit of God saying, I am all authority and all power all the time. And I created you to work through you and to work my will through you, but I need you to believe. That's the whole point. I need you to believe without doubting and without turning. The word says those who put their hand to the plow, 2024, those who put their hand to the plow and look back, they're not back. They're not fit for the kingdom. And what God's saying is you're not athletically fit enough. You're not, you don't have the intel. You won't listen to me give you the insight so you can build the house. So when you arrive, so you can run the race and finish the course because you kept the faith. This is an incredible year. Wrap your heart, your eyes, your ears, your mind around the time that it is. What time is it? This is the day. This is the year God has made. And I am determined to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to, regardless of what I see or don't see, regardless of what is or isn't visually appealing to me or seem to be present. God is present and he is every blessing. Blessing can't come unless it's done by the hand of God. Scripture to that is every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of lights. And I love this, in whom is no variation or shadow of turning. Bottom line is he hasn't changed. He is 2024. He is the blessedness of this time.
Man, what a great word. What a great place to end. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Pulling on Heaven podcast. Again, please stay tuned. Keep watching. Watch on Sundays as we walk out this new year ahead of us, this 2024. That's going to be changed for greatness, not because it's just another day on the calendar, another year on the calendar, but because we're responding to the heart of God. So thank you so much, Pastor, for having me on, getting to have this conversation with you.
You know, it's always an incredible opportunity to set and to just, you know, it's kind of like throwing a ball against the wall and it comes back, you know, I mean, who's throwing what, you know, and you're such a great, you're such a great vessel that God has made. You're such a great sponge to absorb and to receive. And so prophetically, I'm going to tell you that this season that you've sensed isn't a feeling, it's a reality. And you're going to walk in the reality of what you sense, because it's not your emotions, it's not your chemistry, it's your faith. Your faith is telling you what this season is. And no power can deny the faith of God that abides in you. So this is the greatest season of your life, Steve. This is that season and that year for you. And I want to extend that prophetic word to you and to those that are viewing today and say the Spirit of God has given you a vacuum and not a seal that you're encased in something you can't get out of, but God's given you a vacuum, a time to be drawn into His presence. And in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And Father, I give you praise. The joy is the revelation that God is in even what I cannot see with my eyes, because He's showing me how to look by the eyes of the Spirit and see the true reality of what this time is and what it holds, all the blessing, and not just the possibility or the probability, but the promise. And I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus that God will open your eyes to see this is the greatest season, 2024 to present date of your life. God is your healer. He is your strength. He is your joy. He is the mender of your relationships, the healer of your home, your children, your grandchildren, your mom, your dad, your family, your friends, your business, your ministry. He is your God. He is your Lord. He is this year, and He is the blessing of it. Receive in Jesus' name according to the word and the will of the Lord. And I call you blessed of God. And Father, we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Steve.
Amen. Thank you.